Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
with one of the greatest names in jazz going these days. That is flautist and alto soprano saxophonist Steve Wilson with the 2006 tune Turning the Corner off his album called Originations. And speaking of, Steve started his journey in Hampton, Virginia. These days, he is a musician's musician and has brought his innovative sound to more than 100 recordings with cats all over the jazz spectrum, like Chick Corea, George Duke, Michael Brecker, Dave Holland, Diana Reeves, and the great Mulgrew Miller, just to name a few. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what Steve had to say about playing alongside greatness during his long career.
Very humbling, and still is, because these are giants in the industry. I mean, these guys are geniuses, and they are down-to-earth people, so they're very nurturing. They want you to bring what you have to the music, and they encourage that, and they're very trusting in that. So to be given the opportunity to work with these amazing artists and great people is just a very humbling situation. Every time it happens, I'm very thankful for it. I try to make the most of it.
Along with releasing a trove of quality albums from the studio, he has been very active on the road at shows and at festivals. One of the coolest ventures he embarked upon was in 2009 when he was a part of the Blue Note 7, a septet celebrating the 70th anniversary of the Blue Note Records label. They traveled by bus all over the country on an unforgettable journey. These days, he is also a very in-demand and passionate educator as an associate professor of music at the City College of New York and on the faculty at the Juilliard School. And to top all of this action off, Steve is a touring member of the Grammy Award-winning Maria Schneider Orchestra, the Billy Childs Quartet, and with Christian McBride and the Inside Straight. He is always busy, and there's going to be plenty more to come from Steve. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of quality jazz each and every night, writing a fine narrative as a testament to one of America's finest inventions, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Armed with a huge cachet of tunes that get our minds singing and your feet moving. Off a live cut from New York's The Vanguard Sessions, here's Steve again in 2015 with his latest album with the song If I Were a Wind of Spring with the Wilsonian's Grain.
Steve Wilson, and I'm telling you, you need to check out Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Right on.
That was the great clarinet jazz cat Buddy DeFranco with his quartet back in 1954 with the song If I Should Lose You off his album called Jazz Tones. From Camden, New Jersey, DeFranco was raised in Philadelphia, and at 14, he won a National Tommy Dorsey Swing Contest. and was vaulted immediately into gigs with swing music and big bands, led by clarinetists like Artie Shaw and Benny Goodman. He was a band leader for the Glenn Miller Orchestra from 1966 to 74 under the name the world-famous Glenn Miller Orchestra, directed by Buddy DeFranco. He also performed with the great Gene Krupa, Charlie Barnett, Art Tatum, Oscar Peterson, and many others, releasing dozens of albums as a leader in his own right. Straight from the skills of the Yorkshire Post Jazz Band, here they are in 2003 with the tune Casey Knows Awfully Well, Struttin' with Some Barbecue.
Thank you. Al, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMino.
With his faithful trio in tow, that was composer, conductor, and pianist Jack Quigley with the tune Marion Marion. He became interested in music early in life and attended the Boston University School of Music. By the time he graduated in 1952, he had immersed himself in the study of jazz. His recording career began on Alan King's comedy album In Suburbia. He had written the music, drew splendid reviews, and from there he moved his family to L.A. and released three albums on his own. He went on to live a long, fruitful life and made it to 79 with plenty of good jazz music in his wake. With a bit of that 1929 early jazz era bravado, here's Brown Nagel and his orchestra with the tune Helen.
Great girl.
What do, what do,
Everybody, this is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
You've been talking about me, baby.
That was the great jazz and rhythm and blues trumpeter Donald Byrd with the 1965 tune You've Been Talkin' off his album Bout My Baby. He was a sideman for many other jazz musicians of his generation and was really known as the only bebop jazz musician who successfully pioneered the funk and soul genres while remaining a pure jazz artist. As a band leader, he is noted for his influential role in the early career of legendary keyboard player and composer Herbie Hancock. And in June of 64, Bird played with Eric Dolphy in Paris just 2 weeks before Dolphy's death from insulin shock. It was also in the 1960s that Donald taught at a variety of post-secondary institutions, like Rutgers University, the Hampton Institute, New York University, Howard University, and the list goes on and on. He's a very passionate cat. With a good slice of that Casey sound and lore, here's Joe Williams with the great Count Basie and his orchestra with the 1956 tune, All Right, Okay, You Win.
Well, all right, okay, you win. I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win. Baby, what can I do? I'll do anything you say. It's just got to be that way. Well, all right, okay, you win. I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win. Baby, what can I do? Anything you say, I'll do. Long as it's me and you. But the first thing in the morning, you got to wake me with a kiss. You got to make up for all the loving you have made me miss. All right, okay, you win. I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win. Baby, what can I do? Anything you do, I'll say. It's just got to be that way. Me like I love you, and it won't be hard to do. Well, all right, well, okay, you win. What are you waiting for? Well, all right, okay, you win. Baby, one thing more. If I'm gonna be your man, pretty baby, let me take your hand. Well, all right, okay,
this is Theo Hill with Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz.
Out on the plains, down near Santa Fe, I met a cowboy riding the range one day. And as he jogged along, I heard him singing a most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. Come on, hi, 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 come on, hi, you play, hi, get along. Get hip, little donkeys, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Get hip, little donkeys, and he trucked them on down the old fair way, singing his cow, cow, boogie in the strangest way. Come on, hi, 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 come on, hi, you play, hi, singing his cowboy song is just too much. He's got a knocked-out western accent with a Harlem touch. He was raised on loco weed. He's what you call a swing half-breed, singing his cow, cow, boogie in the strangest way. Come on, hi, 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 come on, hi, you play. Lovely eye. Get along, little doggy. Better be on your way, get along, little doggy. And he trucked him on down the old fairway, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come-a-thai-ay-ay, come-a-thai-yip-ly-ay-ay. Yip-yip, singing his cowboy song. Yip-yip, as he was joggling along. Yip-yip, he sings with a Harlem touch. Yip-yip, that guy is just too much, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come with I, 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 I.
That was British jazz musician Joe Laws with his Patton Orchestra on the tune Cow Cow Boogie featuring Elizabeth Beatty. He tore things up during the British dance band era. From Spaitsville, London, he began violin lessons at the age of 7 and later played violin at the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool, and also with Oscar Raban. From that point, he went on to become one of the best big band leaders in the 1940s in Britain. Here's the very cool Jackie Cannon with the tune Two Sleepy People off the 2013 compilation CD called Music for Rat Fink Lovers, next on Neon Jazz.
I'm the Doidy Rat Fink.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and I think neon jazz is out of this world.
Thank you.
That was hard bop, post bop, and soul jazz pianist and composer Harold Mayburn with the 1970 tune "I Haven't Got Anything Better to Do" off his LP Greasy Kid Stuff. Our next cat on this hour of Neon Jazz Together as we get closer to this end of the show is the great jazz crooner and innovator Tom Waits back in 1977 with the tune "Cinny's Waltz" off the Foreign Affairs album. So our final track on this hour of Neon Jazz Together comes from yet another clarinetist and a cat that knew how to wail on the sax and sing, Woody Herman, with the tune and an anthem around here, "I Wonder." And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a wonder behind the microphone, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Like what you heard, but let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
wonder. My heart is aching. I'm a fool to let it go on breaking. Maybe I'll awaken, find that I'm mistaken. I wonder. Baby, since we're through, I've been through lover's lane. But in my heart, there's only pain. You went traveling, but will it last? While I'm traveling nowhere fast, sweetheart, I wonder. Well, 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 little baby, if this new love dies, where will I be? Will your heart come a-running back to me? I wonder. Though I may be a million miles away, I wonder.
Neon Jazz.